The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected Idaho's request to rehear a case that would force it to be the first state to pay for sex reassignment surgery through a court order. James Dawson has this update.
In August, a panel of judges from the Ninth Circuit said Idaho had violated Adri Edmo's Eighth Amendment rights by refusing to offer her sex reassignment surgery. Monday's denial means their previous decision still stands. Edmo is a transgender woman in an Idaho prison who suffers from gender dysphoria. It's a condition that can cause extreme stress because the person is living in a body that doesn't match their gender identity. Several Ninth Circuit judges rebuked the denial in a scathing opinion. They blasted the lower court's decision to uphold the set of medical treatment standards set out by the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, which they called an advocacy group. At the heart of the case was whether Edmo's doctors had been deliberately indifferent to her care while incarcerated. But these judges say this is, quote, a case of good faith disagreement between medical professionals. They said, quote, the temptation to stand at what we are told is society's next frontier, and to invent a constitutional right to state-funded sex reassignment surgery does not justify the revision of longstanding case law. Governor Brad Little said he was disappointed in the decision, but says he is still committed to appealing the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.